Hey Marlo, how are you?
Hi, Gary. I'm great. I'm legendary, for goodness sakes.
You didn't have to tell me that. I think everybody follows your career from that girl days, and then here
You.
you are today. You're still doing movies.
Yes, I am. I'm working my little tail off, but I'm mostly excited about this month is about our Thanks and Giving campaign for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. It's a great time of year for us.
Well, tell me about this particular event in this time of year.
Well, it costs us about $7 million a day to run St. Jude because we have a research center and we have a hospital. And we see about 8,000 children a year. We do consultations, I think 200 a month, if I'm correct. So there's a hub of activity. It's interesting. When my father opened the hospital in 1962, it was one small building on 10 acres. Today, we have 110 acres and 30 buildings. But what's important about those 30 buildings is that they hold the scientists and the researchers, the best in the world, who come to St. Jude, who we find and bring to St. Jude to do their finest work, to create the career of their lives, because they know we're going to fund them. So they'll create, the treatments and the trials and the medicines that we can take to the clinic. And that is the secret sauce of St. Jude.
Did your dad have this big of a vision when it came out, or has it just expanded and exploded over the years?
Well, the big vision was that he wanted to build someplace, a hospital, a research hospital for children of all religions and all nationalities, all races, that would come for free, that nobody would pay for treatment or travel or housing or food. And that's because he grew up in an immigrant neighborhood. He was a first-generation American Lebanese. And in that neighborhood was a melting pot of people from all over the world. And kids died in his neighborhood because they were poor and they couldn't afford a doctor, and so they died of things like appendicitis and influenza. Nobody should die of those things if you go to a doctor. But he saw it, that they died because they couldn't go to a doctor, and that was an injustice. That was the front lines of the inequity of healthcare, and he wanted to fix it, and he has.
Well, your event coming up includes like Drew Barrymore, John Hamm, Michael Strahan, and others. What does that do to help St. Jude's? I mean, how do they help?
They raise awareness. It's that time of year where they say, oh, there's Drew Barrymore. What is she talking about? And you hear what she's talking about, or Strahan or John Hamm or Sophia. Yeah, and that, so they bring awareness to it, just as I am doing right now, so that they'll go to stjude.org and make a donation and read about all the stuff that we do, or go to the restaurants like Domino's and Chili's, or stores like Kay Jewelers, HomeGoods, Williams-Sonoma, and so many more. And they're going to ask you to make a donation. Just add a little something to your bill. You can add 50 cents, a dollar, $20, and it helps. We're out now, we're buying all kinds of goodies and turkey and candy and presents for family and friends, but there are families right now struggling to save their child's life. So just take a moment and give thanks for the healthy kids in your life and give to those who are not. So I thank you so much, Gary.
All right. Thank you so much, Marlo. It's wonderful talking with you. Good luck with all this.
Okay, Mary, Mary.